You know, the sugya of Kama Shanim Madesh, the Tavach HaKamim Bebrachos, seemingly a machokas Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. The case that they're arguing about is a person who says, Baruch HaMakam Shabra, commenting on a pas or a te'ena. According to Rav Meir, he's Yotze, because Rav Yossi is not Yotze. But as we began to see, this issue is much broader than just this particular case and this particular machokas. In other words, even Rav Meir has to consider the notion of Mabeya as well, even though in this particular case he says Yotze. We saw indications from the Tshuva Sarash yesterday, even Halacha K'Rav Meir. We see other examples. You have the Mishnah in the first Perek. And even Rav Yossi possibly could concede that when you have certain cases, maybe that could not require Mabeya. The Gemara continues with the story. Right? The Gemara brings the story. Binyamin Raya, he made a bracha in Aramaic. Brich Mare the High Pita. Okay, so the Gemara says he had to say Rachmana. Okay, Baruch Rachmana Mare the High Pita. It's completely Lush and Raz. You would think that certainly misses the Madeya. And yet, Rav says Yoyotse. The question that we wondered about is would Rabbi Yossi agree with that? The Gemara says that the Chiddush in Rav, and the Gemara doesn't say the Chiddush is that we hold like Rav Meir. I found, by the way, the Kasha Nitzlach, this Kasha Baruch Hashem, that we wondered about. The Gemara says, my Kamash Malon, shouldn't the Gemara answer a simple answer? Kamash Malon, the Halachic Rav Meir. After the Rush brought a Raya from the fact that the Gemara explains that Yotze, the first bracha, Birchas HaMazon, with Birch Rachmana, so that's like Rav Meir, so that could be the Chiddush. But the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara gives an answer. The Tzach thinks maybe that goof is what the Gemara means in the answer, but Pashtus Gemara means something different. But you might say that when you do Lashon Raz, not in exactly the way that Kinu Rabban B'Lashon Chol, that would not pass for a good enough bracha B'Lashon Chol. Kamash Malan, that it not have, doesn't have to parallel exactly to Kechad Kinu Rabban. Okay, so we have at the end of the day a Pesach of Rav that you can say Baruch Rachmana, and we have to know whether that's compatible with Rav Yossi or not. Could Rav Yossi possibly agree that when you do Lashon Chol, then things can somehow be different than if it would be Lashon HaKodesh? Baruch HaMakom Shevra would be worse than Brich Rachmana? Or should we obviously assume that Rav Yossi would certainly not accept Brich Rachmana, and just as he doesn't accept Baruch HaMakom Shevra? There's another aspect that gets brought into the sugya within Brich Rachmana, and that's what the Rashba brought in. The Rashba sent us to the Mishnah, the first parak of Daf Yud Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Malkin she'amru laharich and v'shay l'katzer l'katzer she'ar laharich." The Rashi explains what that means is that you have a bracha that's supposed to begin and end with a baruch. You can't take out one of those baruchs, or vice versa. You can't add a baruch in the beginning or the end if it only had one baruch. The Rashi takes that to be the ikuva. Doesn't say it says ena rashoi. The Rashi takes it to be the ikuva. And based on that, he says, how could Rav Paskin Brich Rachmana would be Yotze? So the Rashba has no resort, but this has to resort to say, no recourse, but to say that in a chinami, the case of Ahu Raya, of Dinyam and Raya was, he didn't just say it once, he said it twice. For Brich HaSamotzi, it's enough to say it once. The Rashba says it was also good for Brich HaSamotzi, he gets Kapaskin in both cases in Shulchan Aruch. But as far as Brich HaSazan, you'd have to be conforming to the Madbeya. And this is interesting because the Rashba himself paskins like who in Machlokes Amir Rav Yossi paskins like Rav Meir, and yet the Rashba holds on to this Mishnah and holds it to the Ikuva. That means that there is a certain aspect of Madbeya that even Rav Meir holds is Ma'akev, namely you can't tamper with the structure, the bracha that has to be a bracha, either a Kitsara or a Ruka, has to remain as such. Even if you could tamper with other aspects of the Madbeya and even have Baruch HaMakom Shebra, and that can count. And obviously, other types of shonos that you can change or whatever, adapt, tweak, but you can't change the structure, the template of the bracha. That's ma'akev, and therefore you have no choice but to assume that Brich Rachmana had a separate baruch. That's why it counts. There are definitely chokim on this because the Shulchan Aruch brings with two shittas. The Son Shulchan Aruch brought both by Hilchos Hamotzi, Hilchos Hamotzi. That's simple enough that it works, and also Ugabe. But there are two shittas. So you have the Rashba on the one hand, and you have other Rishonim, the Ritva, the Ramban and Muhammad, one run in the Ramban and Muhammad in the first parak also alludes to our Gemara. And he assumes that Ena Rashoi just means l'chatchil. Ein rashi. But if you do tamper with the nusach habracha regarding baruch, adding, taking out, it could still be the other be okay. That's the case of Binyamin Rabbi. This also plays out in terms of piyutim. How do you take the idea of Mishan Nadeya in terms of justifying piyutim? Now, obviously, b'diavad is one issue, but even chatchila, should you say piyutim? Even if you say nam akev, but is it a problem or not to say piyutim in the middle of the bracha? So this is what you have in the tour in Siman Samaches. As we began to read yesterday, b'inyan hafsaka shemafikim b'yachas kriya shema k'omer krovetz, better not. The Rama was asked about this, and he says, Asa lahafsik. Asa. Now, we're not talking Likuva. Maybe it's not Likuva. And again, even Rav Meir would have a problem. For the Rajba, to change the Nusach HaBracha, the Matbeya HaBracha, in terms of Baruch, that's Likuva. But now we're just talking about adding something. And you have a Baruch in the beginning, a Baruch at the end, Yotzah Ma'oros, but you're adding. You're adding things about the Malachim Piyutim that were composed. So he says, it's not supposed to be done. Because that's also part of what it says in Mishnah, Katzah in Mishnah, that goes into the words of the Mishnah. Ein Rashai, at least L'chatchila. The Ot Shaninu, and he brings also the Lashon HaGemara, Kol Mishana L'yaslichu Vasa. And the Rama defends this practice that I'm there. It's there, it's true I'm there, but not because I approve. I don't approve. I just don't want to miss out on Kedusha, and Amen, and Tzvah B'tzibur. But you're telling me that I could be mocha? Not true. I could be mocha. It wouldn't work. They wouldn't listen to me. This is what all the Torah were. So then he tells you what he did. He basically goes all the way until Tilos of Kel Elyon, and he waits over there, and then they get up to where they get up to, and then he's able to do Smichas Kul Tzvila with the Tzibur. That is all in the Torah. Okay. Yeah, there's more in the Beis Yosef, the Bach about this Inyan. It's already something that's mentioned by Rishonim, back on Daf Yud Aleph. I don't know if I give this to you, but the Ra'ah on that Gemara, on that Mishnah Yud Aleph, discusses Piyutim. He writes, "V'zu kasha l'masha anu noagim l'ma piyutim b'brachos v'kriyashma." So he, and both the Ritva as well, says, and you see, the Rishonim held Piyutim in a very high esteem. One of the reasons, because, you know, Rav Lezer Kalir was one of the famous Paitanim. Rav Lezer Kalir wrote tremendous amount of piyutim. In Ashkenazi Kinnis, almost half of them are Rav Lezer Kalir. Tfilas Geshe, Tfilas Tal, Hoshanis, and of course Yod Sros, what you have in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur davening, Rosh Hashanah davening, first day Rosh Hashanah, and then those who say Piyutim are the special occasions on Yom Tovim, was a Kalir. Who was he? It's also a little bit unclear when he lived. Most at this point is understood more that he's probably between the end of the Gemara and the Rishonim. That period, but Tosus mentions the Chagiga, he was a Tana. Could be he was a Nitzos of the Tana, was a Rav Shimon, there's a Medrash that he was a Paitan. Either way, he was tremendously held in high regard. So they don't want to just nachavek the idea of piyutim. You know. Imagine who was it? They say what he would compose piyutim of Panav Chayes Hakodesh. The Sruchim would come down to hear him. There were all kinds of legends of that. So that was the question: can you say it? Should you say it? What about the Mishnah Yud Aleph? So he writes the Ra'ah. Writes Zukashu Mash Anu Noagim Lom Piyutim BeBrachos Yo Kriyashma. The Yesh Lomar says, you know what? Kol Shinim Madbeya. How frequent, how often, what's called you've tampered with the Matbeya? Is it just about take a freeze the frame? Or do you look at it in terms of the larger context? We don't want to lose the Matbeya, the Chacham. We don't want this to take over. We don't want this to become as if it swallows up the original Nusach and now you don't even know what's real and what's new, what's old and what's new. That's kind of where he's coming from. He says, Yesh Oma Shalom Amra B'Torah's Keva. So, Asa L'Kvar Mehen Arichos Okit. So, maybe all the Mishnah meant is in a Rashi, which means that you're going to create a new Nusach. If the Piyut or the tweaking becomes, supplants the original Nusach in a permanent way, then you've crossed the line of in a Rashi. But to be able to find a way and In fact, what concept does Pius fulfill, as we saw already in the Gemara right before this Mishnah? What inyan we saw already? What inyan is Pius? What does it really fulfill? What kiyum do you have in Pius? Tell me, four words. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. What is it after all? It's not just Yalav Yavo on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Tovim. It's creating a sense of establishing that the bracha is connected. So when you look outside, you go in the city, you'll see Leil Shabbos, the bracha of a Ma'ar Varavim. We have at the end a mention of Shabbos. And not just a regular Ma'ar Varavim, it's a Ma'ar Varavim of Leil Shabbos. What they're trying to do is create a sense of relevance between the tefillah that was kavua and the day that you're saying it. That's what Peter's trying to do. So, on the other hand, it's a matbea chachamim. So how do you balance the issue? So that's what the Rav tries to say. Well, amru el b'toras keva. So also, k'zvoa me'en aruchos okitzer l'shanas matbea chachamim b'davka aruchos okitzer anikr shini matbea. It's nikr. El kosh eno b'keva lo asru. It's interesting, Mahalach, that if it's not b'keva, the iser of shini matbea was not said. If it's not bikvius, what's the nafkamina? The answer is, because if it's bikvius, that's called that you've altered the matbea. Matbea means you have to preserve what chazal mitake. So, to add to it and recognize that it's, you know, it's chazal's takana, but I'm just making it more relevant to improvise a little bit, that's one thing. But to take it over completely, teda. And where does this come up, Rabosai? Think about Seres Mitshuva. What do we add? Past the Gemara Gemara, past Ezra Beis Dino, Zachreinu, and Magen Avraham, Micha Mochadis, and the Gaonim. What are we doing adding? Chosel V'chayim, B'Sef V'chayim. Teva, the few B'brachos Shil Tefillah. Oh, see, just for example, B'brachos Shil Tefillah, we say, you can add Me'en Kol Bracho, he's going to say it in a second, In Kol Bracho, Bracho, you can add, you can make it a Matbeya. Even the ain bracha, you don't do that within the first few brachas. And you also add, when you make your own, you add, we usually do it in Shema Koreinu, but technically the Gemara says you can go in any bracha Shemoneh Esrei and add a little bit of your own words. Well, let's say you do it all the time. No, that's Shin Matbea, that's us. But once in a while, that's different. So even what you see maybe in the Siddur, Shema Koreinu, they have a tefillah for Panasa, or a tefillah of Vidui. I would say probably best not to do it all the time. If you do it every so often, you know, not every single tefillah, so that's one thing. To say literally as part of your Nusach HaTefillah, that's how it is, according to what they were saying, Shin Matbea. Because you're making it a kriyas. B'chein yesh piyutim rabim l'Rav Loza HaKalir shemekubol shahaya b'mei atanoyim. That's what he assumes. B'chein nagu b'chol makom mimos kadmoneinu zal. Alma kol. So what's the pshat? How do we do that? So the Ra'ah kol she'enu kovea kein b'madbea l'olam mut. So we have another angle. Mashim madbea gabi piyutim and the like. And this explains why Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, for example, in Amachzor, you have the Chazar Sashat. So we add a lot of things in the Chazar Sashat. One more thing, one more paragraph. But all this is what L'chatchila. Says the Ra'ah. And he brings, so what is he bringing from? So the Ra'ah has a few chidushim here. Number one, that it's only l'chatchila, not b'diavad, and also this issue of l'chatchila, that if it's not a kvirus, it's not the same issue. So this is with the tour, and you have the Ra'ah as well. Yeah.
Is it possible to learn this pshat also in the Rosh Hashanah?
Right, so what are you thinking? So for the rest of it? Because
he
was going to read for the Kavir, so it's a problem.
Yeah,
could be. Maybe. Think about it. I hear. So now let's take, we're going to go soon to the Rambam. Like, so what? Where should this leave us in terms of what we have in Daf Mem on the days? We have Baruch HaMakom Shebra'a, Rami Rav Yossi, Halacha Kimi. We saw already a number of Rishonim saying Lacha Kerab Meir, Bacha Makom. We have Brich Rachmana that Rav Paskin Yoyotse, but now we have to know, is that Psak of Brich Rachmana only because of Lacha Kerab Meir, so says the Tosas Arash, presumably, or is that even compatible with Rabbi Yossi? And then who should be Paskin like in Machokas of Meir and Rabbi Yossi? Interesting. The Rambam never mentions, does he mention Brich Rachmana? No. Does the Rambam mention Baruch HaMakom Shevra? No. Does the Shulchan Aruch mention Baruch HaMakom Shevra? Shulchan Aruch? No. Does the Shulchan Aruch mention Brich Rachmana? Yes. Interesting. Interesting. Who mentions Baruch HaMakom? Who Adin? That's the Mishnah Berura. We say yes. Let's start with the Rambam. The Rambam is very interesting in his take on Mishnah Nadbeah. Again, he doesn't tell you who he's passing by. He gives you different impressions in different places. Yeah, so you have it also here, right? Okay. So, Hilchas Brachas, maybe we'll do first Hilchas Brachas. Parent Aleph. Halacha, hey, okay. Can do the dialogue also, no. Yeah. Nusach kol habrachos. The Rambam introduces Hilchos Brachos by mentioning Birchas Hamazon, and then mentioning Medivei Sofim, Birchas Hanenin, and then Birchas Hamitzvah and Halacha Gimel, and then he says Birchas Hashevach. Right, and Halacha Dalet, he says Nimso kol habrachos kulan three types: birchas hanaya, birchas hamitzvah, birchas hodah shein derech shevach. Those are the three categories of brachos that the Rambam has classified. Who composed the nusach habrachos? Says the Rambam Halacha Hey, the nusach kol habrachos Ezra ubeis dino tiknu. The ein ra'ui rishanosan, the lo lahosif alachas man, the lo legromi man. It is inappropriate to change them, to add, to subtract. Okay? Inappropriate. Meaning, it's not the right thing to do. The kol ha-mishana mi-madbeh shetovah chacham de-brachos eino el-toeh. If you do deviate, you are mistaken. You're erring. But again, he starts by saying ein ra'ui l'shanosan, and then eino el-toeh. Now, we're saying eino el-toeh. What does the Rambam mean? A minute before he says Ein Ra'ui. Now he says Toa. Does Toa mean something more than Ein Ra'ui? Could Toa mean you're not Yotze? He's building up. First he says Ein Ra'ui, then he says Ein Ela Toa. Does he mean something short of not being Yotze? We'll see in a second. Then the Rambam continues, Kol Brachas Ein Baskaras Hashem Malchus Ein Abracha. That's the next piece of Gemara. The Gemara quoted Rav already when the Sefer Yochanan says Malchus Elam Ken Haisus Muchu Chaveta. Right. The Rambam continues in Halacha Vav. The Ram holds, like the Mishnah in Sota, you can say in other languages. You have to do it. In other words, there's halacha in cholashen that has to be ki'inyan shetiknu chacham. What's ki'inyan? Patterned after. So it should be like more of a tracking the lashon of Hashem and then translating. So if you took the first bracha, what should you be doing in Lashon Laz? You should be looking at the Nusach. You should take all of that in whatever language. That's what you should do. The Mishina Samadbeya, meaning that you didn't stay loyal to the original. However, Hizkir Askara Umalchus, the Inyan Habracha, I feel blush and chol yatz. So this is maybe the closest thing to saying the Rambam Paskins, Brich Rachmana, works. He didn't say it, Brich Rachmana. I asked you before, did Rambam Paskin be Brich Rachmana? Everyone said no. Rambam says, Im Shinam Samadbeya, the Hizkir. Now, what did the Rambam want you to do with Chatchila? To do it? Kin Shetikl Chacham. Now, that's the Gemara here. Mao de Tema. What did the Gemara say on Rav? But if not Emalo, Kamash Malan. What's the Kamash Malan? You don't say. Should you have done this? No. That's the Rambam. So the Rambam does, in fact, seem to be paskining that Birch Rachmana works. Does that mean he's passing like Rav Meir? That we didn't see. Could it be that Rav Yossi accepts this? Maybe. We can contain the possibility. So could the Rambam be passing like Rav Yossi? We have to see another Rambam. From here, the Rambam is telling us that Shinim Madbeya, as long as you preserve Askara Umalchus Yossi. But the Rambam early used the lashon, if you're shanim medbeah in elatoa. So what would the Rambam mean by in elatoa? Are you yotze or not yotze? So what's in elatoa? In elatoa means you made a mistake. You should have done lechatchila differently. That's the impression given hilchos brachos. Yeah? Correct. Let's go now to hilchos kriyashma. Go back to hilchos kriyashma. The Ram tells us, I don't know how far back you have. Hey, so you kriya shema, you make a bracha l'fanei l'achavera, the yom brach shtayim l'fanei l'achas l'achavera, the laila shtayim l'fanei shtayim l'achavera. The Ram tells you, what is it? Bracha l'shona shalfanei b'yom yotze or, shniya l'avas l'maftanu, emes v'yat said afterwards, bracha l'shona shalfanei b'laila ma'avaravim, shniya l'avas oilam, beis amcha yisrael, after, Brach Rishon Shachavya, Emes Temuna, Shnil Hashkivenu. These are the brachas that we know before, Nefek Yishma, Shachas, the Arbis. Brach Rishon Shalfanela, Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla. The first bracha, morning and night, before Shema, Posiach, Bebarach, Chosim, Bebarach. Shai Bechoseha, the second bracha, and the one after Shema, Chosim, Bechalachas, Mehem, Bebarach, Ein Lehem Psicha. That's Abba Rabba, morning and night, and also Emes Vyatshav, Emes Temuna, begin without a barach and with a barach. Brachos Elu. Im Shar Kol HaBrachos HaAruchos Lefi Kol Yisrael. These brachos, along with all the other brachos that are organized and set up in the mouths of all Israel. Ezra Ubeis Dino Tiknam. Right? We had that Lashon the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. Ezra Ubeis Dino. They were metakin the Nusach. The Ein Ad Adam Rashoi Lifchos Nehen V'lo Lahosif Aleihem. No one is allowed to take off, take away, or to add. Mokum shis kino lachtom bebarach en rashoi shalo lachtom. Mokum shis kino shalo lachtom en rashoi lachtom. That's in terms of moving things around. Mokum shis kino shalo liftoach bebarach en rashoi liftoach. You're not supposed to put a barach when it's not supposed. Mokum shis kino liftoach en rashoi shalo liftoach. Kulalo shel davar. In sum, the rule is and the Rambam adds three more words. And you redo it according to the way you're supposed to do it. So now we have seeming stira in the Rambam, right? The Rambam uses a similar lashon of Ena Ela Toa in Hilchos Brachos. And there he makes very clear that Imshinas Amadbeya Yotza. And here the Rambam says, "Hareza Torah v'chosu baruch kimad be'er." Before we look at the Mishnah anywhere else, what could come to mind here for ourselves, just to think, what could we think about in these two Rambams that differentiate the cases? In one case, Hareza Torah v'chosu baruch kimad be'er. In one case, Hareza Torah, and that's it. But then the Rambam says, "Eshina yatz." Give me an obvious distinction that we don't really see in the Kesef Mishnah, but maybe for ourselves. It's an obvious distinction.
The Rambam explicates here, talking about Chasima and Psicha and Chasima here, but he doesn't do that.
Okay, this maybe is the Kesef Mishnah. You're saying maybe, what's the name, what are you Mishnah? In Hilchos Kriyashma, the Shina has to do with similar to what the Rashba is discussing. When you're changing around the template, the structure of the Bracha, that type of the Shina in Madbeya is Ma'akev. So you have to redo it. The Shina Madbeya in Hilchos Brachos is as long as Ram says you preserve Askara Malchus, but then the Ram would have to add something else you preserve. You preserve the template of Baruch. See, that's the weakness of what you're saying. The Ram didn't say that. The Ram just says you preserve Askara Malchus. What you're trying to say, in a sense, is that as long as you didn't tamper the Madbeya as it relates to the Psichos and the Chasimos, you Yotze. But psichos chasimus are not just eni rashai, but ma'akev, which is the Rashba. If that's the Rambam's shita, then how would the Rambam have to understand the case of Binyamin Raya that he did a second time baruch, like the Rashba says? Nowhere does Rambam say that. The Rambam doesn't give you the case of Bichach Mana. He gives you the equivalent of Shinas HaMadbeya, Afiv Lash and Chol Yatz. So, one possibility, let's put on the table, see if we find it anywhere, is to say that the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyas Shema is discussing a Shinoi of along the lines of the Rashba, whereas the Rambam in Hilchos Brachas is talking about a different type of a Shinoi, and that we are Yotz. The only thing is, the Rambam doesn't really tell me that in Hilchos Brachas that you had to make sure you kept a certain matveya. He makes it seem as if Yotza, as long as you have what? As Karo Malchus. What happened to also requiring that you have the baruch where it's supposed to be the beginning and the baruch is supposed to be the end? Rambam didn't tell me that. What's another interesting difference between the two Rambams? Yeah?
Chovers.
Ah, chol. It's another suggestion. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos is Hoshin Matbea B'Lashon Chol. The Rambam in Hilchos Kriyas Shema is Hoshin Matbea Pashtes Laton B'Lashon Chol. Now, if we accept the suggestion that we read in the Gemara, that maybe Rabbi Yossi is more strict about Shin Matbea not being Yotze in Lashon HaKodesh, that's why he disqualifies Baruch HaMakom Shavra, but he might be fine with Rav's Sak, again, not like the Zerush, Rav's Paskining of Brich Rachmana, and maybe that's because Lashon Chol has its own standards which are lower than the standards of Lashon HaKodesh. If we would argue, we haven't seen anyone before holding that way, but if we entertain such a possibility, maybe we can be asked to steer in the Rambam. In other words, who does the Rambam essentially paskin like? Rabbi Yossi. But Rabbi Yossi is more lenient in with regard to Lashon Chol, that as long as you keep Haskara Malchus, but with regard to Lashon HaKodesh, you have to be more makpid on the Matbeah, and that's the Diyamid even. That's an interesting possibility also. The Rambam says in Chatchila, you should also try to keep the Matbeah in Lashon Chol too. That's the Maldei Tema de Gemara, the Chatchila. But that's not Ma'akev. Where is Rabbi Yossi hold it's Ma'akev in Lashon HaKodesh? Yeah? What, Birchas HaMitzvah? What? Oh, another, you see another difference. Oh, let's come up with it. You want to say this is Birchas Kriyashma. That's Birchas Kriyashma. Birchas Kriyashma, the Rambam is more makbid on Ashina Madbeya, whereas Brachas, in Hilchas Brachas, is talking about Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaShevach, Birchas HaNenen. Those are the three categories. You mean Birchas Kriyashma is what you mean. Now, if you're saying good, but let's explain better what you mean. In other words, Chazal were mitaken that you have to say Brachas Kriyashma. Kriyashma should be surrounded by brachas before and after, morning and evening. So maybe the Kodesh Chazal was say these brachas the way we are mitaken them. So that's ma'akev, the diyevet. And if you don't do it right, you redo it because that's a takana. Just like it's a takana to read Kriyashma according to the halachas, the prescription of being Kriyashma. Say every word. Whatever is considered the mitzvah, the derayis, the rabbanim, you have to say kriyashma. You don't say all kriyashma, you're not yotze. So birchas kriyashma has the same halacha as kriyashma, you could say. The takana was, you yotze birchas kriyashma if you say the birchas kriyashma, kifishe tikkun chachamim. The Rambam is limited to birchas kriyashma. Whereas in Hilchas Brachas, we said he was magdim. There are three types of brachas. After birchas, there's birchas hananin, birchas hanah, birchas hamitzvah, birchas hodah. In that realm, the Rambam says, Yishul Chathchila not to be Mishanim Madbeah. But the Diyabat, you're Yotze. Now, is this another possibility? That the Rambam only said what he said in Hilchos Kriyas. This is not mentioned by the Ketzer Mishnah. Achronim want to say such a distinction, but it makes sense. The Rambam only said the Hilchos Kriyas. What does the Ketzer Mishnah say? The Kasha is not our Kasha, it's the Ramach's Kasha. So the Ketzer Mishnah quotes the Ramach in both places. Let's go to Hilchos Brachas first. The Kesef Mishnah says, "Kasav haramach tema, v'derechos kriyashma kasav lo yotza, v'tzarech inai kan l'shonim." So the Ramach raises the question without answering it. Here the Ram Hilchos Brachas says, that if you mishanim abdeh yotzei, And Hilchus Kriyashma, he says, you're not Yotze. So the Ketzer Mishnah says, I don't hear the Kash at all. What does he respond? The Yetzir Tmor Al Tmiyasa. I'll tell you why it's not a Kash and a Stira. Why? The Bereish Hilchus Kriyashma Mayri Sheshina Shechasam Bebaruch O Pasach Bemakam Sheskina Shalol Achdom. This is what the Niyot said, correct? That what? The Hilchus Kriyashma, the Shinui was what? You were Chosem when you should not have had the Chasima with a Baruch. Or you were poseach b'baruch when you didn't need to have a psicha b'baruch. They said, oh, shalolif, right? Oh, shalolif, makam shalolif, 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 right? You know, you went against, you changed the template of the baruchs before and after. Oh, shashina v'lochasam, oh, shalolif, b'baruch, oh, shalolif, 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 v'hacha mairi, shashina ben nusach ha-bracha, v'lo omar, oh, shalashin mamish, elash omar, inyan ha-bracha ben nusach acher. So what the Neo said is what the Ketzer Mishnah says. Where? In Hilchus Brachas, the Miyashim. What was our Ha'ara though on that? And the Rambam should have said a little more when he says Uvilvad, right? Hoel. The Rambam said, it's okay. Shina Yatsa. Why? Hove Hiskia is Karo Malchus, the Yina Bracha. What else did the Rambam have added? That's, I mean, the little bit of an aura on the Ketzer Mishnah's pshat. That's also relevant, Likuva. He says, Askara Malchus in a bracha, and you change it in the Nusach, but you also have to, you have to also have the template of the Baruch before and after, whatever it's supposed to be. The Ram didn't mention that requirement. So that's, but that's what the Ketzer Mishnah writes in Hilchus Brach. Yes?
Can you possibly say that in Krishna is talking about, he gives a cloud?
So that's the thing. That's another ha'ara. The Rambam's lashon in Hilchus Kriyashma maybe is mashma. This is against what David wanted to say. That Rambam is limiting himself to Hilchus Kriyashma. The lashon of Rambam is, again here, is close or David calling Shana bibrachas areza toa. Sounds like this is a larger issue than just the local case. That's ha'ara on David's pshat. Again, I'm not saying you can get around it if you want, but it's the different ways to go in. I mean, again, the Rambam, there's a lot of the shinuyim here in between one and the other. Rambam Hilchus Kriyashma is talking about psichos and chasimos. Good. The Rambam in Hilchus Brachas is talking about lashon chol. Another possibility. The Rambam Hilchus Kriyashma is specific to Hilchus Kriyashma. And all other brachas, the Rambam allows you b'diyavad to be yotze. And again, what's hanging in the balance? Who is the Rambam paskening like? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi. See, if you want to learn that the Rambam is specific to Lashon Chol, the Rambam could be passing like Rabbi Yossi. If you want to say the pshat that we just had in Ketzer Mishnah, the Neil said, then we could really have the Rambam paskening like who? Because the Rashba, for example, paskens like who? Like Rav Meir. The Rashba paskens like who? Like Rav Meir. And yet, the inner Asharya of the first paragraph is Le'ikuva, so the Rambam could also be holding like Rav Meir. The weakness with that is, but the Rambam never told you Mefurish the case of Rav Meir. The Rambam only told me the case of Brich Rachmana without those words. The Rambam never paskins Baruch HaMakom Shebra, neither does the Shulchan Aruch paskin that. But again, if you want to say the Pshat in the Ketzer Mishnah Hilchus Brachas, you could really have the Rambam going with the Rashba and passing like Rav Meir. Okay. If you want the Rambam passing like Rav Yossi, you could say only Lashon Chol. It's okay to be Mishan in that bed, Lashon Chol. Chatchila not, the Yevet's not Ma'akid. If you want to say what David said, yes, and then the Ram only said Hilchus Kriyashma. It's a new halacha. Kriyashma, the Chum wanted the Nisach to be, that's the Mishnah Yud Aleph. And the Ram wants it to mean literally, you can't Nishan at all. Mm-hmm. Only Hilchus Kriyashma. But the Ram, as Yehuda points out, the Lashon of Rambam is also, or the Kolosho Dover, right? Kolosho Dover. Sounds like all, Kol Mishana Bibrachas, Hareza Tov, Chos Merakim Adveya. We have a Ketzer Mishnah in Hilchus Kriyashma. It has two Mahalchim here also. What is the Ketzer Mishnah in Hilchus Kriyashma? Ari, what a hand up. Yeah. To say the Rambam is the Rashba, but that's what the Ketzer Mishnah says, Hilchus Brachas, that's what the Neil was machad into before. Right. But then the Rambam would be holding like a mayor, but there is a kpeda on the Nusach of the template of the Bracha. of the Baruchs, and that's what Ram was discussing in Hilchas Kriya Shema.
Specifically in Brahma,
the Rambam, what do you mean? In Hilchas Kriya Shema, the Rambam says, the Komeshana Toa the Chosin Mivarech. Chosin Mivarech Kimadeya. The Rambam Hilchas Bracha says, if you Meshana, he told me Lashon Chol Chayra, Askaro Malchus, Inyan Abracha. That's it. With the Yavet, that's good enough. I feel Lashon Chol. See, the Rambam could mean, I feel Lashon Chol as an added point. It could be. The Aaron wanted to tie that the Ram only meant it in the case of Lashon Chol. Va'afilu sounds like not Daska B'Lashon Chol, that's good enough. And so it's another Va'afilu, you know. So that's the reason why you could be the Rambam is really acknowledging that you can Mishan Mabea even B'Lashon HaKodesh. Although Brich Rach, right. Although the beginning of the Halach is discussing Lashon Chol, so I don't know about the Va'afilu, I don't know. Does Rambam mean to tell me more about Shin Madeya, even B'Lashon HaKodesh, even though his context happens to be B'Lashon Chol? That's the same. What's the case of Mishnah Hilchos Kriya Shema, Rabbosai? Let's see. Kasav HaRamach. Everyone see it? You have your Rambams? In Hilchos Kriya Shema? Kasav HaRamach. Oh, wait. Let's see. Come shine that dev chosen barach bloni hira that he of the hiraya the. The Amar Birchachmana, the Gami the Amar Yabes Luan Boyavach LaAfra, Upatros and Melhodos Abishashin Madea. That's the Birchas Agoyma Gemara later on. Umin Yamin Shina Madea, Rabbik and Yatsu. So doesn't the Kiss Mishnah say more here? Let me read. What? Oh, it's in Brachas. So where is it in Brachas? He has two mahalchim. Where is it? What? Ah, earlier. Okay. Ah, okay. 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 Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's in Brachos. So he just quoted the Ramach here, and he also mentioned the Gemara in Birchas Hagoyma. So you have to know what the Ram is going to do with that also, right? The Gemara says that they use a Kulim Berch Rachmana by Birchas Hagoyma. Ah, so earlier. Halachah. Because of Lama Shina Rabbeinu Halashim, because of En Ela Toa. That's the Lashon here. V'chein yesh gedayt Lama Kosev En Way Lashonosam. He's medayk in the Lashon of Rambam using different Lashonos. En Ela Toa, En Way Lashonosam. He wants to say initially, he's not going to like this from the end, but he initially wants to say there's two types of Shinoi. V'nirali, the Trey Gavi Shinoi Havi. One, Shu Oma Nusach HaBracha Shekti Lacham, El Shu Mosiba Ogorea Mimena. So you use the nusach, but you improvise a little bit. You take a little bit out. You add a little bit. Also, Omer ki ein nusach shetiv lechachamim, avu Omer osa b'milos acheros u'mikol makom heim romzos l'nusach shetiv lechazal. The kimmish shekavonas dvar of olah l'mas shetiv lechazal ein kantos av ein roi lasus kein. So what's the two categories of shino that he's mentioning? One is the nusach of the chachamim with a little bit of tweaking in terms of adding or taking out. The second one is it's your own nusach, but it's very much in the spirit of the nusach hachamim. But it's just different words to convey the same thoughts. So the content is identical, but the form is different. Right? You're using your own language, but you're capturing the same sentiments, the same themes. That's the second shinui. What's first shinui is you're loyal to the form to some extent, but a little bit of taking out a little bit of tweaking around the edges. So you're missing a little bit in terms of content. But the form is correct, just you took out a little bit. The compromise is on the content. The second one, the compromise is on the form, but the content is there, it's just with different words. Both of you follow me? Okay. So he says, that's the two things in the Rambam. Okay. the cave, so that's the Ein Roi Lasus Kain, is the second thing, the second type. Hasina Sheni, Hushimishana Kavana Sabrach. No, I'm sorry. What we just said now is all is one type of shinui. I made it two. That's all one type of shinui. Either what? Either you keep the nusach, you go with the nusach, but you take a little bit out in the language, or the opposite, that you create the spirit of the chachamim's content with your own words. What's the other shinui? Yeshina Sheni Hushimishana Kavana Sabracha. On Baruch Hamakom Shabra, she bracha koleles. Chazal tiknu baruch al kol David bepratus. Hamotziach me'arz bar piyetz kayotzi. Val zek kosev she'en el toa, which means kimi the toa lo yotzi chavaso kedrav yotzi. So there's a shini matbeya that's worse, and that's equivalent to Baruch Hamakom Shabra, which means what would Rambam paskin like Baruch Hamakom Shabra? No good, like Rav Yotzi. This is one way to work out the lesson of Rambam. So again, what's he trying to be miyashiv in the lesson of Rambam? Ein roi l'shanosan and ein elatoa. According to what he's reading now, what does ein elatoa mean? Repeat or don't repeat? You repeat. Okay. What's he going to do with halacha zavav, where he says yatsa? I have to see. But meanwhile, within the lesson here, ein elatoa means you have to repeat, but that's when you're mishana in the manner of Baruch Hamakom Shabra. And when is it just Ein Ra'oi? If you either keep the Nusach somewhat, or you keep the spirit completely with your own words. But Baruch Hamakom Shabra is neither. O Yeshu Omer, Anupshat, the Prokta Drameir Rav Yossi Lamishim Shabrahi. It's not because Baruch Hamakom Shabra. El Nishu Lohizke Shemo Malchus. He said, Baruch Hamakom. In elatoa means you do repeat, you don't repeat. According to the second pshat of the Kesef Mishnah. In elatoa, and you do not have to repeat. The Zeikr. The eagle of Pirusha Kama. Tikshi mi gara mi brich rachmana marida hipita. What's he asking in a sense? Why would Baruch Hamakom Shabra be any worse than brich rachmana? Which you are yotz. So, two pshatim the Kesef Mishnah within the Rosh Hashanah Rambam here of Ein Ra'oi and Elatoa. Does Ein Elatoa mean you have to repeat? According to the first pshat, yes. According to the second pshat, not. According to the first pshat, why? Because it's like Baruch Hamakom Shabra, you haven't really, you completely mishana in a very big way. He doesn't like that, because Brich Rachmana also is that way, and you're Yotze. So what pshat does he prefer? Ein elatoa means you don't have to repeat. And the machlokes, Ramei Rav Yossi, is because he didn't say Shemo Malchus. Shemo Malchus is good enough, but the Evid. Who agree and who holds that way? Everybody. So who's around Paschal and according to the second pshat of the Kesef Mishnah? Ramei or Rav Yossi? What does it sound like? Who is the Rambam Paskin according to the Kesef Mishnah? Rav Meir or Rav Yossi? What? I hear that. Why do you say that?
He says, why should it be worse than Baruch Hamakom Shabra?
Yeah. No, why is it worse than Brich Rachmana? Baruch Hamakom Shabra is Rav Yossi, says it's no good. The assumption of the Kesef Mishnah is Baruch Hamakom Shabra does not work for Rambam. Why not? According to the first pshat of the Kesef Mishnah, it doesn't work because it's too far removed. It's a bracha koleles. Why doesn't the Kesef Mishnah like that pshat? Because it should be no worse than Brich Rachmana, which is good. Where does he see the Rambam Paskin that it is good? Because the Rambam Halachavah. So he doesn't like the first pshat. Okay, what's the second pshat? Again, Baruch HaMakom Shebra doesn't work. Why not? Because he didn't have Askaras Hashem. Makom doesn't count. So again, who's around Paskening on? Rav Meir, Rav Yossi. Try again. Rav Yossi. That's what Baruch HaMakom doesn't work. And yet, Birch Rachmana works. Why does Birch Rachmana work? What does it have over Baruch HaMakom Shebra? Askaras Hashem. That's the Kesef Mishnah second pshat. That's the Kesef Mishnah in Alachehe. What about figuring out the Rambam here versus Hilchos Kriya Shema? That's the other Kesef Mishnah that we started. That the Rama asked about. What did the Kesef Mishnah answer for that? The Rambam Hilchos Kriya Shema says, you have to repeat, because what did you do over there? You changed the Pshichos in there. Lamaisa, the Rashba said it even according to Rav Meir. But Lamaisa, the Rambam apparently passes like Rav Yossi. That's when we said it initially, we said the Rambam is like the Rashba, it could even be Rav Meir. But reading the Kesef Mishnah here, you see the Kesef Mishnah's assumption in the Rambam is not passing like Rav Yossi. What's the biggest proof he's passing like Rav Yossi? Because he never quoted Baruch HaMakom Shebra. The question is, why not? What's the problem, Baruch HaMakom Shebra? So the way that he ends up saying it, because you don't have the Shem Hashem, the Skaras Hashem. And Rachmana is the Skaras Hashem. Yes.
As far as the Mishnah would come and say who are then.
I know. We're learning. I don't know. I don't know. We're trying. We're fishing for this right now. Eitan, yeah. Shouldn't he pass me like Rav Yossi? This is it. There's a lot of indications that I'm passing like Rav Yossi. Why did the Rishonim say otherwise? They had a Yerushalmi. One possibility. What else did they say? The Rashba, the others. What did they want to say? Why should that's Rav Meir? Rav Yochanan L'chayra goes like Rav Meir, even though the Gemara was Doche. We owe Tzahaka works on Pasviyayin. The Gemara initially took Rav Yochanan's Shita, Pasviyayin, Tzahaka works with Rav Meir. Yes, the Gemara says, I know Dami, I feel Rav Yossi because Tzahaka is better because it's a brachah still chacham. But that's the Dichay of the Gemara. So the Rishonim assumed that the Gemara's intuition initially is still more Mistaver. So that's why they want the Pasviyayin like Rav Meir coupled with the Yerushalmi. The Rambam is not meshubit to all of that. The Rambam can hold like Rav Yossi. Okay, it's a good shaila. The Rambam, right, Rambam sometimes will go through Yerushalmi, sometimes not. I don't know. I found another Mar Makom in the back of the Frankel Rambam. There's a Sefer Halikutim. They bring Kovetz. He also assumes the Rambam holds like Rav Yossi. He says, in Cain, Pasak, Rabbeinu Pasak, Rav Yossi, Lo Rav Meir. And he says something interesting. He says, what did we say about Rich Rachmana according to the Rambam? The Rambam Paskes Rich Rachmana works? Yes, I Rav Yossi, so maybe it's okay. According to the Kesef Mishnah for sure, because all Mishan Mabea means is you have to say Askaras Hashem. We timed it a different part, that if it's B'lashon Chol, Rav Yossi is more lenient than the Mabea. He says, that when the Gemara paskins Binyamin Raya, Rav says Yotza, Hayno Olib de Rav Meir, Avu Rav Yossi Lo Odif, but Rich Mare Daipita from Kamenor Pazu. Exactly what the Kesef Mishnah asks in the Sefer HaRikutim brings in a Chanami. If the Rambam doesn't agree with Baruch HaMakom Shebra, the Rambam would not agree to Rich Rachmana either, because he holds like Rav Yossi. And the Gemara in Perek HaRoad Af Nundal, Brich Rachman de Yabes Nelach, Lo Yabach Afrach, Rav Yehuda said it. Rav Yehuda is the Talmud of Rav. Rav holds like who? Rav says that Binyamin Raya was Yotzei. That's because Rav holds like Rav Meir. So the Gemara later, with Bishach HaSagoyim, goes like Rav Meir. But Lidi Dan says, he brings Kaimel and Rav Yossi, Lo Yossi Chavaso, but Bishach HaSagoyim either. And therefore, according to his understanding of the Rambam, none of the above works. Brich Rachmana doesn't work, Baruch HaMakom Shebra doesn't work, Brichas HaGoyimol and such and such doesn't work. And what do you do with the Lashon of Rambam here in Halacha Vav? Mishinus HaMadbeah Hol V'Hizkir Askar Malchus V'Ina Baruch HaFil Lashon Chol Yatza. I don't know, but he says it with this. All the Ramach's Kasha is answered. And this is what he wants to say. Yeah, I don't know, but I thought that I asked you before, you were all right before. I said, the Rambam passing Birch Rachmana, everybody says no. Then we looked at the Rambam in Halacha Vav. He did paskin it, but maybe he didn't. I don't know. You know what the Gra says? Maybe the easiest answer to Stiras Rambam. You know what the Gaon says? Second. The Gaon is in Shulchan Aruch, but they're in the Prank of Rambam, they're matic the Gaon in Hilchos Kriyas, I believe. That's where they quote it. But it's from the Shulchan Aruch, in Samaches, I believe. So the Gaon said, I read you the lesson of the Gra. You have the Shulchan Aruch, right? You have the Shulchan Aruch? Yeah. Samaches, yeah. So it's on this Sifrei Shulchan Aruch. Yes, mekol most the mafsikin the birchas kriyas shma lo mapiyutim the machaber the nachon the noah the amram the shemdavi hefsik the yes omen the inis of the davar the chen noagin and so on. Okay, says the Gra on this. I'm reading with the Gra on the Shulchan Aruch on this Sifrei Shulchan Aruch. You look at the Gra later. Mishul kemasha amar beverek aleph the masnisin the mokam the katsa in mishay laharich the chen katsa of harambam the perak out the brachas. The Amrinam beperek vav, all lashon agra. Kol mishanim mishtav chachamim, tur ayin sam. Vezel lashon harambam, hilchos kriyasma. Brachos elu imshar kol brachos en adam asher lifchos velo hosif. Malkim shtis kinu lachdom v'chuli. Malkim shtis lo lavdom. Kol shul davar kol mishanah harin zet toa, v'chosem mevorek matbea, v'kol shul omar. Avo beperek aleph mehilchos brachos. Chazarbo. In Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam changed his mind. Only the Gra could say this. The Rambam changed his mind. The Kasa, the Nusach called Brachos, Ezra Bezdin Tiknum, Ein Roshay Lishanosan, the Kol Mishana, Ein Elatoa, the Chol Brachos Kuan Emar, the Chusha Yomar, Kainch the Chachamim, the Mishina Samadbea, Hoel, the Hizkir, Askara, Umalchus, the Inyan Habracha, Athil Bulashin Chol. What's the Rambam say? Yatsa. In Hilchos Brachos, he was chozer, but he said in Hilchos, Vishma. The Afsha Docha Kakesef Nishna Sham, with Taris Devarav, Enam Nechonim. Okay, so now we have the Gra. The Gra says at the end of the day, the Rambam ends up holding that you are Yotze. So what does that mean in terms of Ramei and Rav Yossi? Does that mean the Rambam first Paskin like Rav Yossi in Hilchos Kriyashma? In Hilchos Brachos, he came around to Paskin like Rav Meir? And at the end of it, I've never been Baruch HaMakom Shabrad. The only, the closest thing you could say that I'm brought was Brich Rachmana in the case in Hilchos Brachos. So it'd be nice if everything would be perfectly fitting to a box, that we'd both be come home, wow, everything is so perfectly lined up. Okay, but it's not always reality in the world. You have to know, there's weaknesses to every parish, and there's advantages. This is the Gra. I think we come back to David's Mahalach, it's also good. No, maybe the Rambam only said this in Hilchos Kriyashma. Because the Mitakin, to be Yotze, the Mabeah Berch, you have to do what we said. Yeah, who's asking? Yeah, Avi. What was?
When you said the Rambam is like the Rashba of the Rambam, he must be a more like radical than the Rashba, because he also writes about most of any words.
Yeah, interesting. You're saying like this. The Rashba only talks about Sichos and Chasimos, and the Rambam, at least on the Chatchilu level, talked about Mishana in the actual text. What would the Rashba hold about that? That goes to the question of Piyutim to some extent. That's really the Piyutim question. In other words, Piyutim that you're changing, you're adding in the Nusach HaBrach itself. Look, we all know, how many people daven Nusach Ashkenaz? Almost everybody. Nobody Nusach Sfarad, anybody? Okay. There are differences. There are differences here and there. A word here, there in the Bracha. Not in the Chasimos, but in the actual text of the Bracha.
In the Chasimos also. Not
in the Chasim itself. Okay. But in Shmoneh Esrei, there aren't any. Yeah, but that's in the actual text of the Bracha. That's not in the Chasim or the Bracha.
It seems Minim or Zaydin.
Shaber or Yivim Machnir Zaydin.
Some say minim.
At the end, shover minim. Shover in chatima. Okay.
Well, they also change it right before Shema.
That's the mamish the chatima. Okay. For the most part, the shemim are in the actual nusach habracha. So obviously, that's within the range. That's not mishana. Yeah.
Okay.
can the Rashba not hold like that? Because isn't it telling how you learn this from the Mishnah of Yudalef? Meaning, it's like a, I mean, I think the Machlokes Rashi tells us over exactly what the issue is.
Which brachas are we talking about? Those, only those brachas or general brachas?
Or no, is it adding words or is it changing the Hasima to add
right,
the
correct.
So the Rashba can't.
So if the Ram is going to Masil Chasimus, he doesn't seem to have an issue with the words, right? Right. What's with that one? Just
specifically, if it's
a fair
and
strict,
would that be excluding something else?
Makrasha Amru. They're a bit of time.
That's what you got, like you say.
Makrasha Amru, Katz, no, that makes sense. No, there's you're making a bracha ruka out of a bracha ksara. Bracha Paris is a bracha ksara, so you want to add a barach to it, that's a problem. That's okay. That's basically similar to the Rashba, in a way. Yeah. Okay, so a ma'aseh we have, you know, it's far from simple. What lifts b'schaz are over? So what is the problem in the Rambam? What are the different halachim? What are the advantages, disadvantages of each of them? What's b'schaz are over? Okay? First of all, the Rambam hilchis brachas. He has two Rishonos in the Rambam, right? In the earlier, he says Ein Ra'oi L'Shanosan V'Lo L'Hosif, and then Ein Elatosif. So that alone is like, what's the relationship between those two sentences? That's what the Kesef Mishnah tries to figure out. Did the Rambam mean Ein Elatosif and in Tma'akev, and maybe it's talking about two different types of Shinuyim? But that's not addressing the later Halacha in the Rambam, in Halacha Vav. That's just within the two Rishonos in Halacha Hei. But then anyway, he goes and suggests that the Rambam's shita could be that the Baruch HaMakom Shabra'a problem for Rabbi Yossi is because of a lack of Hazkaras Hashem. That's why it's a problem. And that's what the Rambam could say in Halacha Vav, that if you have shame, Malchus, Inyan HaBracha, B'Lashon Kol Yatz, so according to this understanding of the Kesef Mishnah, Baruch HaMakom Shabra'a, the problem is lack of Hazkaras Hashem. The earlier pshat in the Kesef Mishnah was, Baruch HaMakom Shabra'a is a problem because it's just too general, it's too departing from the Nusach. The problem he had with that was that it should be no worse than Birch Rachmana, which seems to be okay for the Rambam. We weren't so sure. He assumes that that would be okay for the Rambam. So why is Baruch HaMakom Shabra'a any worse than Birch Rachmana? This is the Kesef Mishnah's Tupshat. These would be the Ram Hilchos Kriyat Shema. So that's where the Ramach wanted. So here it says the Ram says you have to repeat and do it Kimat Beya. And here he says Ein El Toah. So the Kesef Mishnah thinks that the difference is that the Ram Hilchos Kriyat Shema is what type of a shinui in the bracha, in the psicha, the chasima, and the baruch. That's the problem over there. That's Ma'akev. And the Rambam over here is, in other ways, as long as you have a Skar Malchus and a Bracha, that's okay. At the end of the day, the Rambam would seem to be passing Brich Rachman is okay, as we're assuming. On the other hand, he also seems to be passing maybe like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is okay with that. Why is Rabbi Yossi okay with that? Either because all Rabbi Yossi was concerned about was Askara, and a Malchus is not a Kona Askara, or our suggestion was because in Lashon HaKodesh there's a problem of Madbeya, not in Lashon HaKodesh. And that could be what the Rambam passing like Rabbi Yossi on the one hand, and also passing Birch Rachmana works. This is within the Kesef Mishnah approach. Another possibility, and maybe that would be itself the answer. The Rambam, it really holds the Lashon HaKodesh, any Shina is a problem. Period. The Rambam only says, as Karo Malchus and Yina Bracha works, Dafka B'Lashon Chol, Dafka. Another possibility is to say that the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyat Shema is talking only about Hilchos Kriyat Shema. There the Matbeya is Ma'akev, the Diyav. And here the Rambam is talking about other brachas. If that's true, the Rambam could conceivably be paskening like Rav Meir. The only thing is the Rambam never brought the case of Rav Meir. He never brought it. The Shulchan Aruch was so strange in that regard. It took the Mishnah Berurah to bring in Baruch HaMakom Shabra. The Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch only brings Brich Rachmana in the two places that we saw.
That's because the Kesef Mishnah only brings the Kesef Mishnah, the Chor Paskin's like
He's a mechaber. He's a mechaber, right?
That's why I'm so confused by Mishnah Berurah.
Right, the very same Yosef Cairo. We could ask him. We could ask him here. Why did you assume Baruch Hamak Mishabra? He's assuming, right?
Yeah,
that how goofy is it? The Kesef Mishnah is assuming
that
makes no
sense. You're saying
it makes sense to the contrary.
Yeah, but the Mishabura
now
being here,
brings it in, right? So the Kesef is the Mishabura. The Chametz Chaim. Why did he say this? Right. Umashma b'shas at the end of Sifkat Nun Gimel. Umashma b'shas. Tehu adin imam baruch hamak melech olam shabar pazeh diyatsa. Mashma b'shas. He is because he's leaning in favor of those rishon. That's the hagav b'sharatzion that we saw yesterday. Right. The after shamu das rab meir hakasav harash shari shon ulachik rab meir. But then he says maybe only. What does he mean? That maybe Baruch HaMakom only worked when? It's manam. That's the best he could say to quibble on it. But L'chayra of Yosef Kairos is the whole Rav Yosef. But he wants to take the other Rishonim into account. So then Baruch HaMakom works too, but it's the local, right? The pastors, the Mechaber should be following the Rambam in this regard. So Brich Rachman, the Rambam didn't say it explicitly. The Mechaber said it explicitly, but it's really more within Rav Yossi, not within Rav Meir. So Baruch HaMakom won't work, whatever the reason it won't work. I saw something very interesting. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, so he has an Aris and Shulchan Aruch. He says to look at what he wrote in his Chiddushim of Brachos, which I didn't have a chance to do. He has a very interesting Chiddush. He alludes to it. So he brings as follows. This is in his MSK Yaakov and Shulchan Aruch Arachayim on this comment of Brich Rachmana in Hilchas Birchas Hamotzi in Kuf Samach Zayin. In b'makom Birchas Hamotzi ama Brich Rachmana yatsa. So he quotes the Bir Hagra in Siman Samaches, which we quoted also. What did the Gra say, remember? The Rambam was chozer. And at the end of the day, what did the Rambam hold? What did the Rambam hold? Who was chozer from Hilchas Kriyas Shema, and he held, meaning he pasked like who? A Rav Meir. So, Bira Grahela, acquaintance to Kaimon Rav Meir. Sha'omer Apas Baruch HaMakom Shebra Yatsa. That's what Mishnah Berurah means. Asks Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, but wait a second, we hold like Rav Yochanan, Rav says you need Askara, and Rav Yochanan says you need Malchus. A Kaimon Rav Yochanan, the Omer Be'inan Shemu Malchus. Be'ich Yatsa Imam Baruch HaMakom, Ein Kan Shemu Malchus. This kasha was also asked by the Tzlach. Tzlach asked also, how could Baruch HaMakom count according to Rav? The Gemara had a kasha by Brich Rachmana, and he said Brich Rachmana, so that's better. Baruch HaMakom. Tzlach also asked this kasha. Baruch HaMakom Shebra, the Samach Pri Rav Rav Yochanan, the Baruch Shem Hashem HaMalchus. Olarav ikol meimar the kimi the amar makom havek moshis because that's called askara because Hashem is called makom like Binyamin Raya Rachmana is moshis because Rav Yochanan dam kabeshin shem malchus ich amar b'meir yatsa and Rav Meir Yossi is only cholik because mishan madbeya sounds like it's a new issue. So he said sarach lomer Rav Yochanan mishani so amar baruch hamakom melcha olam shebra just like the Gemara says by Rav Yochanan later on. So this is a kasha of Yaakov. He says, "The arti the chidushi l'mesachta brachas." I just read you what he says. Take it as you wish. We're not discussing lo irina the echad shiratz l'baruch brachas anenin v'amanos. That person who knows nimuchan b'filman I'm here to go beg a brachas anenin. Ela mayri ba'ofen shirah pas. He suddenly bumps in walking the street, sees a loaf of bread or te'ena. Umirov his bilus. From a sense of real, true enthusiasm and inspiration, Yatzu mitiv varm eila, kama noa pas zu baruch hamakom shebra. V'chidesh Rav Meir, she yatzu yidei birchas achila. Af al pi shelo kiven latzu yidei birchas hapas. Ella mekevan sheberach the lashon hamiduberes b'shuk. He's speaking the colloquial way of people speak in a market. Im Kain, Sham Omrim, the Makam Shemu Malchus, Rapper Remes, Omrim Hamakam. The Im Kain, Nasa Besafa Hamidu Beret, Sham Zeke Askar. Wild, no? It's not as crazy. It's a very, very unique, very, very interesting Malach. So in that context, it becomes like an Askar. The Kevan Shekin, the Kevan Shezachar HaMokom, the Mokom Askara, or Rabbi Yochanan Gam, the Mokom Malchus, Yatsa De Bracha, the Kevan Shebeloshin Zem, Mila Zu, who be Mokom Shemu Malchus. He says to look at what he wrote in Chidush Shebe Bracha, so you can take a look. Derech Agav, just the next piece, he's Ma'or and Nabir Halacha. You see, on this very Sikh Shulchan Aruch, in Kut Samach Zayin, it says two things. Imam of the Mokom Birchas HaMotzi Shahako, Osh Amav Brich Rachmana Yatsa. So he talks about Birch Rachmana, but he talks about Shahako, like Rav Yochanan. So the Bir Halacha quotes a Chiddush of the Chai Adam. What else works instead of Birchas Hamotzi, besides Shahako? Mizonos. In Berach Mizonos, Das Habe Achronim, the Yotze B'Dieved. The Elio Rabbah, Vishem Adrisha, Kasav, the Birchas Mizonos, who brought the Koleles Kimo Shahako, the Yotze El Kol Dover, the Kol Mili Mezen Zayin, Adam. So the Bir Halacha would seem to paskin Halacha L'maisa that Mizonos B'dieved works. Rav Yaakov doesn't like this. He says in Ha'ara She'ela Ha'im Kaimala Nedina Ka'achai Adam She'birchas Mizonos He K'birchas Shahako The Yotza Ima Al Kol Devar Meicha. Do we really hold this way? Shuva Nestimas Kol Ha'poskim Mira She'lo Kaimala Ken Halacha L'maisa. I don't know. He says, "Well, kind of okay." The after uva ledina bebir halacha, the kamokam mahavi pa'amin muva divrei eis a poiskin bebir halacha. After well, kind of kavasayu bepiashvur. So interesting. Yaakov, maybe the brachos books bring that. He says, "I saw this myself just the other day." So he doesn't accept this halacha that mizonos should work. Shahako, yes, like a Yochanan, but not mizonos. Don't know. That's the other thing that he has over here. Questions? Yes, Avi, go.
Also possibly along the lines of make a distinction. When you say that, when it comes to Kriyat Shema, the Rambam writes in the first only for Shema. When it comes to Kriyat Shema, the Rambam writes in this only to the first Kriyat Shema, but nothing about the Bracha. The Bracha, which is Derabanan, for the Rambam, once you say it, you're not, if you don't say it the right way, you're not, you don't say it, so you can repeat it. Unlike when it comes to Brachos, the Rambam admits that my Bracha is just the Dekat Parshvar. So, if you said it wrong the first time, the wrong Nusaf, you still technically think that Parshvar, but you should do the right Nusaf, and therefore you wouldn't have to repeat yourself because you technically fulfilled the mitzvah, right? Unlike Shema, where the Bracha
so
is
you're
smart,
going at it, to me, it sounds like it's
technically do the mitzvah. So you
I mean, you're saying a little bit similar to what David said before, that Birchas Kriyat Shema now have their own integrity, more than just regular brachas, because they're framing Kriyat Shema, and therefore you have to redo it. There's a kpeda on the nusach more by Birchas Kriyat Shema than anywhere else. Okay, let's bring two things you still want to do, and then you know, we'll see. The Indian of Birch Rachmana has an interesting application in Aruch HaShulchan. There are most I don't have a list here, bringing it tomorrow. But the Chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan, let's just read it, we'll end with that. Then we have to do the Hemshach HaGemara with the Tosfos, and then we'll see. So the Aruch HaShulchan introduces a fascinating Chiddush in the beginning of Birchas HaPeres. He writes the following. You have it? How many saw the Aruch HaShulchan already? Okay, so let's take a look together. Very interesting Chiddush, but controversial. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Klal Gadol nearly the Birchas, Kol bracha shekavu chachamim b'min zeh, en yotze b'bracha acheres, ap b'shiyesh b'min zeh shaychus l'bracha, only the makam sha'omr chacham b'feira sheyatz. He can't use brachas in his, it doesn't sound mizonos, he would accept the chiddush either of the chayyadah, right? Because there's no mefurish in Mishnah that way. But Yaakov also thought that way, right? But anyway, Makam Sha'am Kigon Shabercha Pri Aids Adama Shahako Smercha is a Dama Shuk and the Nan Bercha Bersion Berdama Yatsa, Balkuma Shako Yatsa. Abu Bahadit Nan Base Perkins from Berkin, Al Paris Ivan Homer Pripi Aids Kuspin Ayayan, Al Paris Artsberg Yadam Kuspin Apas, in Berach Al Ayayan Ha Aids, this is the shadow that we saw in the Ritva and in the Ra'ar, right? Apas Adama, the Lo Yatsa. So this is the issue that the Ra'ah and the Ritva, what did they think? They thought yes. Tosfos and Yud-Bei thought not. So the Aruch HaShulchan is inclined to think you're not Yotzer. Because he has a right to it. Why is it mentioned in the Mishnah? Right, Berula said, then Lokin Lama Lotani came to Mishnah, then Beirach Ha'etz al Yayin Vadama al Pasti Yotzer, like it says by the case of Etz and Adama. Odakum Amashako Yotzer. Elvadad Be'el Lo Yotzer Nishacham Akrua Gagami Me'ina Kodem. Chemi Sekos of Hashem of Hussein of Ritzvah Od Gedolim. What did they say? They thought, I thought we saw that I said that you are Yotzer, no? Yeah, what does he mean? He didn't have the Chiddush HaRitva that we have. That we also saw a discussion. If you said, Marvin the Shayim, which is of Yehuda's Shita, so we all have the Rabbanah. Didn't we see once possibly that you are Yotze? Kveger maybe? Okay. He says, you make the wrong bracha, you have to repeat. Then he goes on, why is it such an inyan? If you want to be pious, to come to the brachas, the chassid, osef nimishur sadin. He doesn't rely on the dievets. The brachas, we know something brachas lahakel, and the chassid motzi is atzvo midei kulazu. Something gets from berach when it fashes him lav. So you can say, Misafik, you don't make no bracha. What does he do? He eats more. He drinks more. In the middle, you make a bread of the so that's being pious. To find a way to be mechayiv yourself, because you might be mechayiv anyway. In mevorchen ha'etz ha'adama, mevorchen ha'adama, that's what most people will say, because it's not lacha. V'chassin ochosh, oshnei tvarin. One is about the eighth, one is about the adama. If it's a safik, a bracha achrona, you don't know if you have a kishir, so then he eats more. Okay. V'nirun fias da'iti. He doesn't rely on the b'diavad that and mele if you have a subject make shahalo. She yesh takana midina lahotzi atzmo mikol suffik bracha achrona. So what is the suffik? What is the resolution? Yesh etzlo suffik and berch bracha achrona. I don't know if I made bracha achrona, if I have to make a bracha achrona, or tzarech berch bracha achrona. Imlav yesh derech lahotzi es atzmo mechal suffik. Why? Hakai melon refers in Shulchan Aruch in two places. The Ama Brich Rachmana Mara Malka, the Oma, the High Pita Yatsa, the Brich Hasamosi, Simukum Samosai. The Mkain Yacho Loimar, Brich Rachmana Mara Malka, the Oma, and then continue with what? Bari Nefashos Rabbis. So what's the gain here? The Imchai the Brachazu, Hare Yatsa Bazen, because you have the Brich Rachmana into the Brach of the Malka Ola. Then the ain't sarach bracha. What have you lost? Harei lo hotzi Hashem shemayim batala. The ain't kanaskaras Hashem klal. So what did you do? What did you do wrong? You uttered the word rachmana in lieu of Hashem, but meanwhile you didn't say any haskaras Hashem mamish. But it counts for bracha. Vayachaloma rachmana mea pamim b'kayutzav zebeshar brachas. Whatever situation, the yachshav alivo im sarach bracha. Use that for your beginning. The imlav hareisa mir biyama. The chen ani noyik says Baruch Hashulchan kama pa'am b'shtias chamin. What's his shaila shtias chamin? What's his suffix? The shear of shtia, whether it's in mitzuraf the shear, because you're eating the drink it slowly because it's hot. So what does he do? He used to say brich rachmana mara malka de oma boring the fashas rabbis. He says, that's also bracha v'talvon really kraf. So we have to pick up with this a little bit. Interesting mahalach that he's suggesting we could use to finish the Gemara as well.